While we entered the end of season 2, and we still have a media masters beneath the anime story in Nets and Heroes series, then a music annotations and the closing ceremony might be sort of Pokemon opening. But stay tuned, hold on to the seats and relax, cause we can knight these hearts right now! And welcome to the season 2 finale of Weekend Nightly. We hope that your summer is ready. Some of you are back in school already, but hey, it's nice that you come and enjoy our final season on there as well. A little bit of a reminder, we did this on our Facebook post at our NAS season starts NAS week. Season 3 starts on the 30th of August, so come at NAS week. We'll have it over this weekend nightly for you then. Meanwhile, we have 5 final articles for the season, and we have for you the Media Masters announced at Liberty City Anime Con in New York on Friday that it will release the Yoshida no Sora in Solitude Where We Are Left Alone, and the My Wife is the Student Council President television anime series on Blu-ray Disc. The company had previously released Yoshida no Soma on DVD in May of 2015. The television anime adapts the adult Binsoto as BISASO computer game of the same name, originally released in 2008 by Sphere. The anime was first announced in May of 2010 and began airing in October of the same year. The story of the game is set in the distant mountain village of Okukosome-so, as O-K-U-K-O-C-O-M-E as C-H-S-O, Hakura Kasaduno, and his twin sister Sora have fond childhood memories adorned to the village to visit their grandfather during their summer vacations. However, after losing their parents in an accident, the two must move in with their grandfather. Meanwhile, Media Masters announced in March that it had licensed the first season of the My Wife is the Student Council President erotic comedy anime. The company has streamed a dub voiceover audio video for the anime at the time, and it confirmed on Friday that it will release the anime with an English dub. The dub starts Brantley Nora, L-A-U-D-A, as Yui Wakan, as W-A-K-A-N-A, and Matt Sipman, as Hayato Inshumi. Koka Sound, K-O-C-H-A-S-O-U-N-D, is producing the dub at Fever Ring Sound Factory, and Dustin Ramos is DADR engineer. Media Masters plans to release the anime on DVD, Blu-ray Disc, and on Crunchyroll later this year. The erotic comedy manga follows the student council vice president who is being thrown to the student president Yui Wakan as his wife, the anime based on Yumi Nakata's manga was adapted into a 12 episodes at the premiere in July 2015. Crunchyroll streamed the anime as they are independent in both censor and uncensored forms. A second season will premiere in October. Video Masters also reaffirmed the previously announced plans to release Duden Song as AUDEN Song on DVD, Blu-ray, and disc on Crunchyroll. The company is listing the release under the title Duden Song Resource. The company also then confirmed that it will release the Yami Tomosi SB/OSHI to Han no Tamako TABIBITO Yamato YAMIB/O anime on Blu-ray disc in a subtitle only format. Video Masters released the anime on DVD on March the 31st, but the release contained the censorship version presence in the anime TV broadcast version, which is not present in anime history. Right, this release, Video Masters was able to acquire this new version. Video Masters will announce a program to those that have purchased the DVD and upgrade the purchases to the full future Blu-ray this release. Also, Via Masters also announced that this KU Media Naval will release the ITAEAKI Seikai Adult Anime Series on DVD and Blu-ray this Naval this year with a English dub. Thank God that one's not airing on Crunchyroll. Meanwhile, then the Design Works opened a website on Wednesday revealing that a musical stage play based on Nippon's Falcon's Nelson's The Heroes Tales of Kosteo or Eriu, EIY/U, Insu, Zen no Kisukai, AIM series has been renamed for January of 2017 at Sebu Theater Romanomi, SROEPONCI, Ryosuke, YRY/UNOSUKE Matsuma will play the lead character Ren Sanchenser, SCHWARCER, and singer Maori Kurosaki will make her musical debut as the heroine Alicia Rainford. Shunito Oko is directing and Mio Inoue is in charge of the script. The composers of the Nessun and Heroes names at the Falcon Sound Team, ADK, are arranging the musical numbers. The musical will perform next year from January the 8th through the 15th. The Nessun and Heroes Trail of Cold Steel Organization in Japan for the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation Vita in September of 2013. XC released the game in North America last December, and NIS America released the game in Europe in January. XC describes the game's story amongst the nations on Simulant and Continent. The Mai Eromanian, that is Erebonian Empire, has been quick to stake this game militarity, yet politically ugly bounce an internal conflict between the upper caste and the commoners Swamin in to rise to power has been threatening the instant icing with easing of month. The Nova and Reformist factions have been none too kind to one of our peers, and the tension between the two wings has worsened if compromises aren't reached in the very near future. Rain Sergeant Khan, not any other citizen of the Imperial Nation, is no stranger to these conflicts. The caste system has been deeply infirmed in the tapestries that Emma Khan closer since the days of old, as a 17-year-old student preparing as his new knife as force. Military Academy, however, he notices that his Christmas uniform differs from this town issue outfit to his peers. Difficulty green for commoners and whites for nobles. Enter cast 7 of the Thor's Military Academy. For the first time in the prestigious Academy's history, rank means nothing and skill means everything. When 9 hand-picked students of various backgrounds and abilities reign a coup, Class 7 raises up the deep dive into the political front of threatens not only them, but the very foundations of the empire. North America video game developer SC Games will release the Nessens of Heroes Tales of Cold Steel 2, PlayStation Vita and PS3 name in North America on September the 6th. NIS America is publishing the name in Europe and still has the names stated for following that reason. The Lesson of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 2 set in Japan September 2014. Falcom announced last December that it is developing the Lesson of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 3. The aims are set in the same world as Falcom's other Key Sky Trails series aims, including Nessun of Heroes, Trails in the Sky. FC will release the Nessun of Heroes, Trails in the Sky, the third game in the Trails in the Sky series on the PC in 2017. Alright, since we were off for most of the second week of the Olympics, I thought, let's do some Olympus-style news. I know we're not doing the bug opening type. We're talking about Pokemon Go. Yes, the UK website The Telegraph is reporting on Saturday, that means, at this year's Olympus closing ceremony in Rio de Janeiro, might feature the wide offer of Pokemon Go smartphone thing. At its tradition, the event will feature a handover to the next Summer Olympic Games, which will take place in Tokyo in 2020. The handover includes a segment where the next host city is on a show. Details on what will how during the ceremony are kept under wraps. Well, if you saw the closing ceremony on Pirate on YouTube, I know where you are. The International Olympic Committee knows where you are. Are kept under wraps, but I saw it. It was amazing. But the Telegraph said, and when in Saturday, that a reference to Pokemon was inevitable. The ceremony will also show the cutting-edge of science and technology at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics with display. Olympic athletes haven't been in the mentioning the lack of Pokemon Go in Brazil earlier in August. But the name is announced in Brazil on August the 4th. Right before the Olympics kick off on August the 5th. Unfortunately, you want to know some embarrassing news. FBE's Olympus Dimness at the Kosei K-S-O-H-E-I Yukihama racked up a 500,000 yen medal, about 5,000 R's, a roaming medal, that is, while playing the game in Brazil, not realizing that he did not have a bat right for overseas uses. His teammate, Kenzo, K-E-N-C-O, C-R-I, S-A-I-R-A-I, said that when Yukihama found out, quote, he looked dead at the team meal that day, close quote. Yukihama contacted his supervisor and explained what happened, and the phone company spared him the source, saying instead he could pay a daily fat rate of $3,030 for the daily uses. The closing ceremonies took place on August the 21st, starting at 8 p.m. Brazil time at the Rio de Janeiro Maracanã Stadium. 41,000 tickets have been sold for the event. Ceremony featured the traditional hangover to the Olympic bag to the newly elected Tokyo Emperor Yuriko Koike. That's Y-U-R-I-K-O-K-O-I-K-E. He says he is trained for the moment. I hope he is in office when the Tokyo Olympics starts up again. Anyways, we had to wait in 2018 for the Korea Winter Games. Meanwhile, what about this? It's time to do an end. As per Yu-Gi-Oh fans will be happy to know that Anne Green and Eric Stewart have agreed to revive their roles as the voices of Yuimoto, Yamamuyi, and Sento Kaiba, respectively, in the highly anticipated North American feature film release of Yu-Gi-Oh! The Dark Side of Dimensions. Quote, we are thrilled that we'll be working once again with an era on this current Yu-Gi-Oh! Profession, close quote. Says Sanye, S-H-A-N-E, Yu-Gi-Oh! C-U-E-N-E-Z-O. Producer. Quote, they both bring such energy as in not to mention a strong history to these roles. It is fun to have them in the studio once again, close quote. In Yu-Gi-Oh! The Dark Side of Dimensions, this ace had never been higher. The rivalries, never as fierce. The ricks, never so great. One move, one car short, and it's game over. For a decade in the making, Yu-Gi-Oh! The Dark Side of Dimensions features new designs and an all-new story from the original creator of the Obo Bioma on Kasekuki Takahashi Takahashi. His masterful tales features anime's most beautiful characters in their long-awaited return. Yuimoto, Seto Kaiba, and their faithful friends, Going Weir, Tristan Taylor, Taya T. Jesse A. Garner, and Markura. It is the most highly appreciated reunion ever. And yes, that is R-E-Y-U-N-I-O-N. That's how they spell it. Ever. Yeah, this is the Yu-Gi-Oh! Train card game, video games, and feature films. The main includes the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime franchise with over 700 episodes from the first series of Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters, my Yu-Gi-Oh! CX, Yu-Gi-Oh! My E's, Yu-Gi-Oh! Seal, S-C-E-X-A-L, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc V. And a little bit of info about 4K Media, and more details on is on the Yu-Gi-Oh! Website is available at Yu-Gi-Oh!.com. I think I might put it in the show links. And the final story of season 2 of Week in Lightning is this. The official website for the television anime Kotuta Heroicals refers as Kotuta Hirano refers manga presented additional cast members and character profiles on Sunday. By the way, you see the character profiles in the article link in the description or in the page post. Sorry, podcast fees. You don't get that due to various terms of service agreements, all that stuff. Tatsuka, TATSUHISA. Susuke, SUCUKI, as the pilot, Daoshi, NAOSHI, Kamo, KNO, Aisuke Ono, as a Wild Month Thing founder, Luis Cassidy, Wataru Takaki, as Wild Month's team member, Sundance Kid, and Akira Ishida as Yoshi Sune, Y-O-S-H-I-T-S-U-N-E. The previously announced cast members include Yusuke Nakahama, Y-U-I-C-H-I-N-A-K-M-U-R-A, and Simu, S-H-I-M-A-C-U, Toyohisa, T-O-Y-O-H-I-S-H, Naowaya, N-A-O-Y-A, U-C-H-I-D-A, S-O-N-O-M-A-K-A, Mitsuki Sasaka, N-I-T-S-U-K-I, S-A-I-C-A, as Natsu no Yoshi, Takahiro Sakurai, S-A-K-U-R-A-I, as Ame no Sime, S-E-I-M-E-I, Sino Koki-O, as Olimiru, O-L, M-I-N-U, Masakazu Nishida, as Kageto, Yunko Minagawa, as A-E-A-N-N-E-A-R-K, E-A-R-C, cover A-R-C. Kenshi Nomura as E-I-S, A-R-I-S, R-A-I-S. Junko Kitase as Anastasia. Masahiko Tanaka as Rasputin, Hirokai Yasumoto, Yasumoto, as Hisai Kata, Hisaikata, Toshihiso, Toshihiko, and Misuzu, Mitsuru, Miyamoto, as Murasaki, Murisai. The story of the manga centers around Shinimasu Toyoshiya, the real-life samurai who fought in the difficult battle of Senkai Kahara. In his dying moment, Shinimasu is transported to a world of magic where other famous warriors throughout history, each warrior are forced to fight each other in this battle. The anime premiere on Tokyo in Japan on Tokyo MS on October the 7th. Funimation has acquired the home video on demand, broadcast distribution, and streaming rights for the anime from NBC Universal, Huawei, Comcast. Funimation announced the anime will consist of 12 episodes. The anime sense celebrates the 70th anniversary of the Shononishiyoma, the publisher of the original manga. Kenshi Tsukikai is directing the K-E-N-I-C-H-I. S-U-C-U-K-I is directing the anime, and the long name of the publisher is S-H-O-N-C-E-N-C-A-H-O-S-T-A. Hideyuki Kurata is handling the series, consistent and writing the scripts. Yusuke Kuroda is also writing the scripts along with Kurata. And Ryoshi Nakamori is designing the characters and is serving the animation director. And that is all for Weekend Lightning for this week. We hope we have a good time. We'll see you next week. And please remember that we have our regular take of Fast Points and Fuse program on every Saturday night. And our Weekend Lightning is every Tuesday night. And this is take of Fast saying goodbye.